Fortunately, this man's been good enough to join us bright and early on a Sunday morning, and he had another very, very promising two-year-old winner yesterday in Secret Lady. His trainer, Gary Portelli, is on the line. Gary, good morning. And, well, she just seems to be one of those professional, natural two-year-olds, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, look, she is from day one when we started. So moving her along past the canter, you could see straight away she had that action that was going to be pretty good when she got going, you know, and... the first gallop, I was actually away. I went away that weekend, and I got the text message from the foreman, Cracker Miles. He said, I think we found another one. So
wow.
I was pretty excited because she was going out for a spell after that, and she came back in, and I couldn't wait to see her finally do the gallop they saw, and straight away you just knew you had one. We had it on the line anyway, just had to get in the boat.
How important was the fact that that race day experience, you reckon, Gary?
Oh, it was everything, I think. I knew that colt had the tendency to do things wrong, and it's just very green. He's got so much ability. I've been watching that's the colt of James Cummings, and
Plagestone.
I just hoping he would do things wrong because we knew we wouldn't. And at first, our tactic was just to come out and sit outside the speed and make him cross us, because if he had to dig up, he might take off, you know, because he has got the tendency to overdo things. So our tactic was to sort of try to mess it up for him if we could, but as it was, he sort of didn't jump that well, and he was straight in the spot that we thought we'd be in, a trailing position behind the lead. And I'm glad that that young Lee McGorian sort of worked it out quickly, that our plan was changed and he had to take the ball up himself, and let across. He knew what he had under him. That was the key from him riding a last start. He knew that the speed that she... There's plenty of speed there if you want it, but if you put the foot down, she might take off. So he just let her slide across them two horses that were in front of him. Didn't give her, it didn't make her work to do it. She did it on her own. Meanwhile, the colt was back and behind them two horses inside us and was doing a lot wrong. And at that point, the 600, I thought, well, this is our chance to beat this colt, because he's done a lot wrong. First start, 1,100. The last 100 is going to hurt him. And... mate, it all worked out perfectly in the end.
Yeah. How'd she pull up, Gary? And the reason I asked that is because after the race yesterday, you were in two minds about the ultimate goal for her, Magic Millions or Golden Slipper, because there's a reluctance there to try and do both with a filly. What's the thinking this morning?
Well, she cleaned up last night. She cleaned up since she got home, and tough little bugger, and straight to the feet then this morning, so... She's pulled up well that way. Obviously, I'll make a decision. I'm going to put a saddle on her on Monday, go for trot and canter. As long as her action's right, we'll then sit down and work out a program from there. But look, she'll just tell me where she wants to go. I just let her sort of have a few easy days. And
could she do both, Gary?
Oh, look, that's a long way away, Ray. Yeah. At this point in time, mate, we're just aiming at the Magic Millions. You know, she's a ladies' syndication as well, so she's got that $500,000 bonus, which is within. At the moment, I reckon she'd be pretty well odds on to win that part of the race anyway. So, so at this stage, I said, with the two-year-olds, it's amazing. As soon as you start aiming for things start going wrong. So just look after your horse and hope that they're there and 100% right on the day. And that's our focus for now. Not so much Golden Slippers and whatever. She's keeping her happy.
Go on, make a comparison with She Will Reign.
Nothing compares to her.
Okay, all right. Well, the thing about She Will Reign was just the speed, wasn't it?
Speed.
What is it about Secret Lady then? What do you think might be the special
she's
thing?
She's got as much ticker as She Will Reign. She tries her heart out.
Right.
I just don't think she's quite as fast as her. You know,
yeah,
She Will Reign does things that I've never had a horse do before.
And she's
and obviously she's won a Golden Slipper and a Moya, so she's not bad.
Yeah.
And just for our listeners, Gary, an update on She Will Reign. She's back in work, I understand?
Yep. Came back in on Monday. She had a week work and she looks fantastic. And obviously she'll need to, because at this level that she's at now, there's no dodging anyone. We're up against the best sprinters in Australia every time she steps out. So, you know, it's going to be tough for her. But I think she's proved in the Moya that, you know, on the right day, things go to plan, she can be there.
Yeah. How easy is it training these two-year-olds? Gary, you'd do it with your eyes closed, wouldn't you?
I enjoy it. It's a bit of a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. And, you know, a lot of our owners, when they buy the horse that we buy, know that this is what they're going to... They're hopefully going to get a quick return.
Sure.
We buy that type of horse. We don't buy horses that, you know... Our two-year-olds don't get pushed, but put it that way. They're not pushed into this. This is something that they're bred to do. you'll find this filly even won yesterday. Her mother won the Gymkrak in Western Australia. Mm. You know, she was an early precocious type Schwarzier champion sire, produces group horses every day of the week. They've got the pedigree to do it, and that's what we look for. We look for precocious types of sound, and training them, I find it's not difficult because I've done it for a long time now, but you've got to have a really good staff, good riders, good people at home that really pick up on changes with your babies. Because as soon as they start to show the sign that you don't want to see, you've got to find it early, you stop, and you don't have them injuries that cause, you know, long-term injuries down the track.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You have horses that race on. You know, we've got so many horses now start with the race two. They're still racing at 6 and 7 still, you know, and that's through good management through our staff owners will let you do what you do best, and that's train their horse.
And owners get a good return for their money as well, Gary, which is the name of the business. Gary, racing's on 7 days a week. There's only one runner today, though, at Goulburn. Can you give our listeners any steer into Fidel's Choice in the opener?
Well, she went well last start at Hawkesbury. I thought her run was okay, and so we'll go down to Goulburn for an easy race. But then we ran into top weights by Frankel. Gage got one around second at Warwick Farm last two starts back. So it's not an easy maiden. So we're going down there hoping she just runs well, and she'll probably go for a break. It's her first race preparation. She's one that we've given time. She's a three-year-old, big, not a single doubt, filly, beautiful grey, and I think next preparation we'll see a better horse. So we're hoping top three or four would be great.
Terrific. Thanks so much, Gary. Great meeting yesterday, Secret Lady.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, Gary.